As soon as you're ready. Alright, are you starting? I'm ready to go. 1, 2, 3. Let's go. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is a very special show. I know I always say that, but it really, really is. Tonight is New Job Party Part 1 for 5 Inner Circle Bookburners who are celebrating either new jobs or promotions. And we also have live guests, which is why there's a mini riot in here. And that includes Scott Johnston from the Peekaboo Review and the cast members Diva DeVille, Melissa Bang Bang, and Courtney Shea. So let's get started with a set of music, and then we'll proceed immediately to our live, very intoxicated guests. This is a band from that time period the media loves to call the 60s. The band is called The Standells, and this track is entitled Big Boss Man. Lord, make this machine play. Go. Alright, what's happening with this turntable? Oh, man. Alright, this working.
Boss man, yeah, can't you hear me when I call?
Okay, this is the first birthday dedication to the Reverend's good friend, Ms. Terry, from radioleft.org. No, that's wrong. Radioleft.com. Ms. Terry's birthday just passed the day before Spanksgiving. And thought it would also be a good song for the guests to hear. This is her Stand Up for Patriotism song, Oh Dutiful.
Oh, dutiful for on foot brass, for amber and Charlie, for sexy chicks and for no flicks on every TV screen. Thy boobs for all to see, from sea to shimmying sea. Oh, dutiful for on set flies, on randy congressmen, for Bill and Newt and Ted and Bob and Gary Slendron. Hose get between the sheets and satisfy their manly needs, from beds to cars, back seats.
In another question I've been pondering, what is all this shit about angels? Have you heard this? 3 out of 4 people now believe in angels. What are you, fucking stupid? Huh? Has everybody lost their fucking mind in this country? Angel shit. You know what I think it is? I think it's a massive collective psychotic chemical flashback from all the drugs, smoked, swallowed, snorted, shot, and absorbed rectally by all Americans from 1960 to 1990. 30 years of adulterated street drugs will get you some fucking angels, my friend. Angels. Angel shit. What about goblins, huh? Doesn't anybody believe in goblins? You never hear about them, except on Halloween. Halloween, it's always negative shit, too. You ever notice that? And zombies. Where the fuck are all the zombies? That's the trouble with zombies. They're unreliable. I say if you're going to buy the angel bullshit, you might as well go for the zombie package as well. Here's another horrifying aspect of American culture. The pussification, the continued pussification of the American male in the form... Yeah, all right. In the form of Harley Davidson theme restaurants. What the fuck is going on here? Harley...
Thank you.
have absolute artistic license. We're coming on. You heard The Clash doing Working for the Clamp Down. Before that, George Carlin did Angels from the You Are All Diseased comedy CD. Gang of Four did I Found That Essence Rare. Ms. Terry did Oh Dutiful, one of our birthday people. Biff Naked did I Died. And the Standells started off with Big Boss Man. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org. And relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at morning and at 9 at night. Also Eastern Time, USA, and also appropriately Sunday morning, when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack, as well as two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. And tonight the theme is New Job Party Part 1, and next week is all the shit that we're not going to get to tonight. New Job Party Part 2. Tonight it's Nude Job Party, considering the company that we are in. And next week is going to have extra special stuff, more birthday surprises, more goddess worship, a show to remember, some old classics people have been asking for, some homemade stuff that we're going to bring back, and stuff people wanted to hear. A future show on conversions, when people spiral downward and then get manipulated by some kind of strong personality or some kind of cult or some kind of religious buffoon who says you will now harass women in abortion clinics or harass the infidels or whatever. A show on conversions. The DOA 25th anniversary special is also coming up when Joey Keithley sends the Reverend all the new DOA stuff. They are 25 years old, probably this week. And live guest Jennifer Hunter from jenniferhunterconsulting.com. And you can help convince her to be a live guest on the show by calling her telephone domination service at 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN. Be sure to catch the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls special in late December with two live musical guests, Lisa Bouchel and the Laura Shea Band, and that will be fun. We're going to have the now traditional erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl on Super Bowl weekend, because the Reverend watched the gay erotica at a relative's house on Thanksgiving, where these men, it was also called the NFL Sports Live Show, where there was all kinds of butt slapping and tackling and pile-ups and other rather pornographic and obscene behaviors that we are going to comment on for the Super Bowl show. LaSara Firefox, sex writer, goddess, presenter, and conductor of workshops on such things as moon goddesses and flirtations, and probably another Spanksgiving special in the near future. And somebody from the Christian wedding that the Reverend went to recently of relatives, and somebody who actually wants to be on the show and believes herself to be unshockable, and we're going to test that. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. And I want to thank all the people who sent spam, extra spam, by email in the name of the Reverend. So in addition to all the normal spam, there's all this Reverend, you can save money, and Reverend, you can buy this product. But best of all, and thank you for sending this to me, because it had me laughing out of my chair. Jesus spam. All you fucking people who send me Jesus spam, I don't know what you're thinking. Like, you know, like I'm going to dramatically change, you know, because you sent me your friggin' Jesus spam. But thank you for the laugh. Yeah. I mean, you know, I do appreciate a guy in a towel who's in the kink and will do anything to get nailed. But your Jesus spam is highly entertaining, and thanks for the laugh. It makes a night after a day of work that much more humorous. Cassie the cat is doing fine. She was saved thanks to people in professional circles, such as Madam X and others. And I'm going to save that story yet again because I have live guests. For those who are into action, George W. Numbnuts Bush is going to be in New Jersey tomorrow, December 1st. George the Enron Ho, the Taliban wannabe Bush, will be around tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. at the East Hanover, and then has in parentheses Whippany, from the root word whip, at the Hanover Marriott. Today is also Abbie Hoffman's birthday, although he's dead, and we're going to play him a song later, and all this other stuff is just going to have to wait. I already talked enough about the Jesus spam. So, in addition to celebrating the new jobs and or promotions of five Inner Circle bookburners and possibly one of the coffee goddesses, we also have the very good fortune of having the Reverend's friend Scott Johnston here. He is the producer of the now locally run Peekaboo Review, which I'm encouraging to be an on-the-road show, and three cast members. They are great. I'm so happy they are here. We have Diva DeVille, who is barely alive, who's been very sick, Melissa Bang Bang, and Courtney, say it again. Courtney Shea, thank you. Hello, welcome to The Reverend Is In. Hope you are well. And the guys from Global Exposure have been getting them intoxicated and feeding them the alcohol and chocolate. And yeah, so these are semi-conscious live guests, but we're going to make the best of it. Hello and welcome to The Reverend Is In.
Woo!
Okay, let's start with you since you're standing and wide awake. How about a history of the Peekaboo Review, which is still playing in Philadelphia, yeah?
It's true, Reverend. Thanks for having us on the show. You mentioned I'm the producer of the show. I'm actually just an ensemble member, but I've been there since day one, so I feel like a producer by default. It all began when I was doing singing telegrams. And no, anyway. This coffee is great. Wasn't this coffee? It's great. The show's been going on for almost 6 years. We're a neo-burlesque group. We started in late 98. Or mid 98, and it's a show that just tries to give a new show each month, 14 little lip syncy, glitter covered, draggy, kooky, glittery, half naked fishnet covered numbers to a show each first Saturday at 6 and 9 at the Five Spot. So that's the kind of show we do. Anyone else want to chime in on that one? Perhaps Courtney. Perhaps Melissa.
Hi. Yeah, come and see us. Courtney and I tap dance. Come on. Come on, not only do we take our clothes off, but we tap dance too.
Diva sings very dirty songs, and well, they're being very modest, but Melissa and Courtney also, see, this is of interest to the book burners who are largely voyeuristic and perverted. They were, I know, that's why I'm kneeling here. They, do a show. See, last week was Spanksgiving, and Holy Bloody Mary was spanked in not two, but three sessions. And so, of interest to the book burners is that these two show their behinds during one of the songs, pretty much. I mean, it's like, it's a panty shot. And are they going to get that tonight at, what is it called, Flirtations?
Fluid.
Fluid, okay.
Fluid, Fast, Cheap, and Out of Control. Tonight, doors open at 10. Doors open at 10. Amateur go-go contest for all those wild enough to get up and show your stuff.
Girls, or drunk enough.
Girls and boys alike. And, yeah, there's always a theme. Tonight is post-apocalyptic Thanksgiving. And we'll be the cannibalistic Indians and pilgrims. And we'll rip each other's clothes off. And maybe some body parts as well.
And you sing the dirty, filthy songs from Peekaboo Review, Diva DeVille. Is that true?
Yeah, I write whatever's on my head about not getting fucked up the butt, what, drugs, whatever I can think of, whatever's on my head that day.
Okay, so it's spontaneous songs. What is your... What is your popular song from that show?
I like the Rat Rap because it's my only rap, and it's really ridiculous. Maybe I'll show you later when we get the music and all that.
Okay, we do have music for you, and is there a love song you do?
I do a lot of love songs.
What's the one, I Only Love You When I'm High or something like that?
Yeah, I'm going to do that one.
Oh, yeah, we'll hear that. All right, she'll sing that to us, which is interestingly enough. All right, when is your next show?
December 6th, this Saturday, at the 5 Spot, 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Please come, we'd love to see you there.
Okay, and is there anything on the internet? Do you have web pages? Do you sell stuff? Is there anything going that we can announce and promote for you?
No.
Our website, we do have a website. It is currently under construction. It's being worked on right now, but it's peekabooreview.com. It's peekabooreview.com, peekabooreview.com. So in about a week, check it out. You'll love it. There'll be pictures of each one of us and little pieces of the show and things like that. So,
okay, we have a request by Instant Messenger. They missed the show last week, even though Scott Johnson said they were coming. So you must discipline them with your clergy discipline and spank them. We'll see about that. Okay. You auction off spankings for charity. Okay. Well, you know, we need more independent radio fundraising by that. Now, how do people pledge? Is it like by the whack or?
No. Well, we auction off a lot of things. Sometimes shirts. Sometimes spankings. Sometimes pasties. And we just, you know, who bids highest gets to have it.
Now, there's something you should know about Blanket Man before you see him standing there holding his money out. That is that he has the most serious show on Radio Volta. It's like, and now in the news, corporate globalization and why Bush is a dickhead, and on and on and on. And so I think it's hysterical that he comes to these spanking shows, takes out money and is red. But that's right. I mean, bring back the old... working class tradition, and this is a new job party. So, give them more alcohol and chocolate, and
I'll find my music during this.
Okay, you know, these are real troopers, and we're going to give them purple hearts for coming out, getting over sickness, surviving their family things. Get that vibrating crucifix for Diva DeVille. See, the good thing about a vibrating crucifix is it has handlebars for steering action. And, right. And the priest, and then one of those priests, pleasure beads that they use, like, see, the priests hold these, holy, pleasure beads when they harass women at the clinics, but we just have to hope that they weren't inside any kids. But, okay. Get her some chocolate and some pleasure toys and some alcohol, and we're going to play Jelly Biafra and with DOA. This is more foreplay for the DOA 25th anniversary special. This is an album that they collaborated together, Jello Biafra and DOA. They are sitting on each other's laps and grinding. And get a picture of this, will you? From the album Last Scream of the Missing Neighbors. This is for all of the people who got new jobs or promotions. This is, we gotta get out of this place. Play. Oh my God.
Pretty woman, come and get some.
Woo!
people raping, and the tide ain't turning. Of course, them for under power, things get worse every hour. It seems to me your energy's a wasting, chasing my friends and me. So hey, Uncle Sam, hey there, Uncle Sam. Terrorizing, our leaders keep a lying, the haters keep a hating, and the planet's dying. Uncle Sam, do what's proper, call off your dogs and your helicopters. The problems of society were not caused by my friends and me. Violent, never made nobody hate nobody or break nobody's peace. Since we've never been told to be harmful, don't you tell me no lies with your caffeine, codeine, nicotine eyes. The cannabis man has just recently, since 1938, to re-legalize it, realize it. You made a big mistake.
Hey, Uncle Sam!
Hey there, Uncle Sam!
Leave us hot smokers alone.
Week from Spanksgiving, when Holy Bloody Mary was the live guest, we played a song by the Asylum Street Spankers, and we have another request for the Asylum Street Spankers, so we're going to play one from a different release of theirs, I'm pretty sure, from Nasty Novelties, one of their earlier releases. This is called Shave 'em Dry. Play.
Shave 'em dry. One, two, one. I got
Okay, we have our second birthday dedication. This one is to a birthday goddess who is celebrating a birthday this weekend. And so, oh, here they come, the smoker guests. And after this birthday song, we're going to have a live song by Diva DeVille. Yay! From Peekaboo Review.
Call your friends.
From the show itself, a song she does during the show. And Everlasting Godstopper is listening to the show, by the way, and is so hot for the women who are on the show. But more coverage of that at another time. This goes out to the goddess Helen of Troy, whose birthday is this weekend. Wherever you are today, the Reverend wishes you well. Remembers all the that we've been through together, and all the times you've been there for the Reverend during the death of a relative's baby, hard times, good times. And the Reverend wishes you well, will always be here for you, and should you choose to get married to your honey on the show, that is definitely an option. So, good luck to you, happy birthday, with love. This is a song you like by the Flaming Lips. Happy birthday. Okay, it is a bedlam in here, and Godstopper is freaking out that I have three women in here. You had Flaming Lips doing Do You Realize. That was for the goddess Helen of Troy, whose birthday it just was. Public Image Limited did Public Image from their first CD, first edition. Asylum Street Spankers did Shave 'em Dry. Check them out at asylumstreetspankers.com. Cheech and Chong did Mexican Americans from their second film. The Toys did Hey Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone. Bimbo Toolshed did Roxanne from the Put Some Pussy in Your Punk All Women's Punk and Hardcore compilation from ontherag.net. And started off with Jello Biafra with DOA doing We Gotta Get Out of This Place. And please check out DOA at suddendeath.com and Jello Biafra at alternativetentacles.com. And somebody spilled a drink, and that is just one more act of chaos in this establishment. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. And tonight the theme is New Job Party Part 1. And it is with great joy that I remind you, or tell you if you're tuning in, that we have 4 live guests. This is almost unprecedented. In fact, I think it is unprecedented. From the Peekaboo Review, the great Scott Johnston, Diva DeVille, Melissa Bang Bang, and Courtney Shea. And before Diva DeVille does a live song that's going to be the post-pledge celebration song instead of the Buzzcocks or the Spankers, we're going to take the self-liberation pledge, which is self-explanatory, in the first paragraph. Now, as you know, during all religious rituals and exercises, you need to touch your monitor and get ready for healing and miracles and all kinds of magic and bedazzlement to occur. This is Reverend Bookburn's alternative to the American Christian Taliban's and Reverend Moon's abstinence pledges. It is for sexually active people or those who wish they were. This pledge is for sex positives of all orientations and lifestyles. The Reverend has a dream and envisions all sex positives, dancers, sex workers, swingers, adult film stars, transgendered people, bikers, hippies, punks, squatters, hemp users, rock and rollers, hip hoppers, activists of any kind, and anyone who values or enjoys freedom and justice to take this pledge and actively resist theocracy and the loss of their rights. The self-liberation pledge. And this is where you repeat after the Reverend if you are still conscious and not overly partied. So you have to be real loud, because this big phallic thing that looks like a cruise missile pleasure toy from Dickless Cheney's collection is the only one that we have that is working. So first is your name. I... hereby free myself from the restrictions.
Hereby free myself from all the restrictions.
He doesn't say all.
And that's okay. And imposed guilt from any and all religious dictatorships.
And imposed guilt from any and all religious dictatorships.
I hereby declare myself free to love.
I hereby declare myself free to love.
And be sexual with any person or persons I choose.
And be sexual with any person or persons I choose.
who are fully grown and not in a coma.
Who are fully grown and not in a coma.
Which this almost is. As long as it is consensual.
As long as it is consensual.
What I do for work or pleasure.
What I do for work or pleasure
is my business.
Is my business.
And does not define my personhood.
And does not define my personhood.
I am now free to fully express myself sexually.
I am now free to fully express myself sexually.
Express myself. So long express. So long as I do not lie or hurt anyone else.
So long as I don't know
about
that.
All right. So long as I do not lie or hurt anyone else.
How come I was the only one ready to say
that? All right. Diva DeVille was willing to say that part. I am free to be sexual with as many partners as I choose.
I am free to be sexual with as many partners as I choose.
Diva didn't say anything with that one.
As long as I am open about it.
As long as I am open.
open about it.
Steve is open.
I shall no longer feel one bit of guilt.
I shall no longer feel one bit of guilt.
For the delightful pleasure of masturbation.
Yeah, this is all you. Yeah.
For the delightful pleasure of masturbation.
Diva DeVille and I are from the same planet.
I done it twice, that's why I'm all out of it.
I am free to explode and scream with orgasmic pleasure.
I am free to explode and scream with orgasmic pleasure.
I am not a bad person for this.
I am not a bad person for this.
The people in government. Fascistic clergy.
Fascistic clergy.
Multinational corporations.
Multinational corporations.
Hate groups.
Hate groups.
Hypocrites and scapegoaters.
Hypocrites and scapegoaters.
Are the true assholes of the world.
Are the true assholes of the world.
I am now ready for a special celebration.
I am now ready for a special celebration.
Of my guilt-free self-liberation pledge.
Of my guilt-free self-liberation pledge.
Okay. They are celebrating. No, we're not playing Orgasmatic, which we usually do. It's a Diva DeVille original. So, while we celebrate with Diva DeVille, while we celebrate with each other, Diva DeVille will celebrate with herself and also sing the celebration song. So this is CD1. Are you taking pictures? And we might want to check the levels, too, because we're going to be playing a CD and using the microphone. They have to practice the pledge, says Godstopper. They did fine. That was very inspiring. All right. First, we killed this CD2. No. That sucks. All right. Tell me when you are ready. She's ready. All right. For the post-pledge celebration song, this is Diva DeVille. What is the song called?
I'm only with you because I'm high.
I'm only with you because I'm high by Diva DeVille. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, take this big phallic looking thing and put it in your face.
It's going over four continents, Diva.
Let me say you're looking good, baby. But then again, I'm on ecstasy. Would I want your company when they're roaring drugs in me? When I'm in my right mind, I'm gonna leave you far behind. And though that seems unkind, I'm only with you 'cause I'm high. We have lots of conversation in a state of inebriation, but I know you'll drive me insane when we run out of cocaine. I'm sure you're gonna bore me to death when we're out of crystal meth. So just save your breath. I'm only with you 'cause I'm high. We have lots of conversation in a state of inebriation, but I know
say when we've run out of cocaine? I'm sure to leave, you no doubt, when the drugs run out. 'Cause that's what it's all about. I'm only with you 'cause I'm high. So cut out a line.
Don't roll a five, that's bad luck. Thank you.
That was Diva DeVille. I'm only with you when I'm high. The post-pledge celebration song. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and I am having a great time with Scott Johnston, Diva DeVille, Melissa Bang Bang, and Courtney Shea of the Peekaboo Review. Blanket Man is taking pictures, and people are coming and going and having a great time. We just said goodbye to the Global Exposure guys, who were fun and helped make it a party, and brought, what was that stuff, like liquor pineapple punch?
Right, the,
oh, okay.
Pineapple.
I am drunk!
Oh, Diva missed.
It was.
All right, Diva was left out. That's very bad. Who's driving, by the way?
I am.
All right. Don't give her any. What?
Oh, I've been driving drunk all day.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, then she's
driving responsibly drunk all day.
All right. Well, we want to encourage responsible and harm reduction. Okay. Are you old enough to vote?
Absolutely. No. No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm so dead. So you're not old enough. You're not eligible to vote or die for oil or Dick Cheney's oil profits.
No, I'm not.
Are your parents listening?
I hope so.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I love you.
Okay, we are broadcasting live from, where are we, Ecuador. Yes, we're in Ecuador right now broadcasting. We're not really in West Philadelphia. This is some faraway place. Scott, why didn't you tell me they were underage?
Well, actually, Rev, I just wanted to out them as a couple of leftist types. They are, probably, of the peekaboo, they're the most politically active. They're the ones who actually were, you know, willing to protest the president's appearance in Philadelphia. They were there that day. I said, don't go, girls. We're also hired to work the floor show that day. And they're like, no, fuck it. We're going to go on and protest.
JP, you just told them my age.
No, I didn't say that.
You just
said
you're
a liar. He outed you as a grown-up legally. Well, that means you can buy liquor.
Yes, I can buy liquor.
Did you protest Bush?
Yes.
When was that?
Melissa and I made very special costumes to protest Bush.
Do tell.
Tell about the costumes? Yeah. They were slightly, I don't know, explain the costumes.
I don't know how to explain them. They were patriotic.
It was Betsy Ross went to a fetish ball. Sort of. Mine. That was me. I was Betsy Ross going to a fetish ball. And we were told that Betsy Ross would be turning over in her grave if she had seen where we were wearing the flag. Where we were wearing the flag, but...
Turning over and exposing her moist buttocks to you.
What they didn't tell you was that George Washington would have stood up and saluted, or at least would have saluted, if, if he saw Betsy
Ross. I think Betsy Ross would have been very proud of us, because I think that she's rolling over in her grave now, knowing what this country has come to.
What's it come to?
Shit.
That was well said. You can say anything you want. You have no external restrictions or boundaries. The boundaries you set are only those of your own imposition. There. We're not going to introduce you to that word. I mean, we're just telling you that.
Okay.
Or volleyball, like if you hit the ball outside this line.
And they say foul.
Oh, okay, good.
That's out of our boundaries. So, otherwise, that's all you need to know.
Then I didn't need to graduate college after all.
They're all wrong. You know, I didn't graduate high school, and look at me now.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Stay in school.
He is a poster for National Education Week. All right, now, since you guys missed the show last week, you know you're subjected to clergy discipline for not showing up. All right, first is Courtney. I have to hold the microphone by your ass. That's Melissa. All right,
now hold it right here.
Yeah.
Hold it right there. Your listeners must think you're punching a pillow.
Give her like it. Here, wait. All right, you do it. How hard does she like it? All right, what's your safe word, by the way? She doesn't have
boundaries.
Safe word.
That's how I know that word.
These
that's
people
your
are
safe
too kinky
word.
For the reverend.
Boundaries. Why I never heard it before. Just take them in the
balls. I thought this show was about the ideals of stuff and speaking your mind and free press. This is just some sort of tawdry, exploitational TNA ass-slapping thing.
It can be both.
Really? You don't think there's any conflict between the two?
None.
Shut up. All right. That's one. All right. Courtney. Let's see. All right. This is Courtney.
All
right. We're going to put it right next to it.
She'll bite your wrist.
She'll bite. All right.
Wait a minute, you said that Gloria
Steinem
was following us on this program. Are you sure?
I don't care what Gloria Steinem thinks.
All right, well, it's your turn. Well, I want to see Scott get hit. Yeah, I want to see Scott get hit.
Hey, you guys spank Scott Johnson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he looks like a refrigerator guy.
Ow!
Oh,
shut up!
Ow! She's over both laps. Yeah. All right.
Oh,
what? A media? Okay, yeah, this is the only time you get to do it publicly. You guys could spank each other in private anytime. This is, I hold the microphone.
You said the girls.
Yeah, I didn't spank him.
This is a women-only spanking.
How dare you?
And I'm just trying to make noise.
I'm going
to
spank you for thinking I was spanking you. Take this.
And some of that. And a little of that. And some more of this.
Wait, here comes the Lone Ranger.
What an insult. You don't spank as good as nuns. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm calling medics. She's rougher than I am. Whoa.
Are you sure this is political content?
This is very political.
Is it?
Are you red? Are you red? Are you okay? Do you need medical attention? Your spanking sounds fake.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, fuck you, Godstopper. That was very real. All right. We have a message from the relay broadcaster, Mr. Kenny. All right. Other than the spanking. All right. That's just stuff. Okay. All right. How are your asses? Are you okay?
I feel great.
Hey, Kenny.
All right. Uh-oh. Don't send messages because you're pissing these people off. So you saw straight and lesbian spanking, and we didn't see it because we're not on a video streaming yet. But all of you are invited to the Reverend's casting call for future video projects, including United We Stand Erect, The Second Coming, These Colors Do Come, and a plethora of others. So think about it and party some more, and we'll play a song by Lulu. What? Oh, are you leaving?
Night. Melissa, Melissa and I need to say goodnight. We, if you'd like to come see us tonight, we'll be at Fluid Nightclub, Fast, Cheap, and Out of Control. It's on 4th between South and Bainbridge. And if you would like to hear, Girls and Boys, the Amateur Go-Go Contest, lots of drinking, some drugs. It's called Fast, Cheap, and Out of Control for a reason. Hope to see you there.
But we would also like to see you on December 6th at the Peekaboo Review at the 5 spot. Please, please, please. Tonight we're just shaking our asses. And on December 6th, we actually shake our asses with a little bit of talent and training behind it. So we would love to see you on December 6th, 6 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Please call the 5 spot for reservations. The number is 215-574-0070. Or you can go online at the5spot.com, thefivespot.com. And yeah, make your reservations online. That's fine, too. So we hope to see you soon, and thank you very much. Good night.
Oh, good night, two of our four guests. We're going to play Lulu and say good night to them. Here is To Sir with Love.
It's automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. What's greased lightning?
Greased lightning.
Yeah!
Okay, today is also the birthday of the late Abbie Hoffman, who was a 60s activist and author of Woodstock Nation, Steal This Book, and a lot of others. All of his books are great and worth reading. And usually the Abbie Hoffman Activist Foundation has a birthday party for him every year that's a benefit, but it either didn't happen or they mailed their promos late because the Reverend gets their mailings. However, if you're interested in Abbie Hoffman, I would check out his books. The movie, in my opinion, was pure crap. It was something that really dumbed him down and some of the other lead characters, and is like some fun footage, but very misrepresentative of him. So to the late Abbie Hoffman, this is a song that was sung for him when he was still underground and on the run. He was a fugitive for most of the 70s, and this song was written for him at that time, and at one time sang for him on Saturday Night Live by Kinky Friedman. This is entitled Dear Abbie. That's not it.
From a fan of yours in Texas, who's had a little trouble finding love. I'm considered quite attractive, and I've always been quite active at the club. But the life I lead so lonesome that I wonder, Abbie, if you've ever known what it's like to live in others' dreams and never have a dream to call your own. There's a divorcee in Dallas. There's a girl who's much too young in Idaho. London Bridge is falling down, and the clergyman is out of town. And there's a daughter no one wants in Buffalo. And I'm wondering about America, wondering if we lost more than the war. I'm just wondering if there's any silver lining left behind the golden door. Me smile to think of how you tennis shoed the bill. And it seems like only yesterday you fell off of the seesaw and you cried. And your daddy lit the fireworks in the backyard on the fourth day of July.
I can't believe you spilled that. Okay, let's play a song by Melanie while these guys are getting back in. They smoke a lot. This is entitled Psychotherapy.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the theories of Freud. He has taught me all.
the evils that my ego must avoid. Repression of the impulses results in paranoid as the id goes marching. Complex, he imagined, made life drearier and drearier, till his analyst assured him that he really was inferior as the id goes marching on. Glory, glory, psychotherapy. Glory, glory, sexuality. Go running after women till you're just about to fall. You may think you're having fun, but you're not having fun at all. At the end of marching on, you're not singing, you're just clapping. Glory, glory, psychotherapy. Population into total nervous wrecks, but your analyst will cure you long as you can pay the checks. As the end goes marching on, glory, glory, psychotherapy. Grown toenails, floating kidneys, trembling hands. There's a secret to your trouble. You're in love with your old man. At the end of marching on, all together now. Glory, glory, psychotherapy. Glory, glory, really very simple what the psyche tries to hide. A thing is a phallic symbol if it's longer than it's wide. As the end goes marching on,
Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on. The Reverend is in at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Oh, shit, man! Well, that'll warn you when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have background sounds from Scott Johnston and Diva DeVille. Are you going to fire for me? That was one of Diva DeVille's farts. Asshole of the Week, Sunday, November 30th, 2003, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Asshole of the Week is racist, white supremacist, anti-abortion, anti-gay, anti-Semitic Joseph Stockett, 57, who lit a Holocaust museum in Indiana on fire. Stockett is a man who is a recruiter for neo-Nazi and white supremacist organizations, who also advocates violence against abortion providers and gay bars. So, he recently caught torching the Holocaust Museum of Terre Haute, Indiana. Joseph Stockett, you are, join me, Asshole of the Week. Are you okay?
Asshole!
Thank you, that was Diva DeVille participating in Asshole of the Week. Alright, enough of these sounds. Okay, you heard Melanie doing Psychotherapy, Kinky Friedman did Dear Abby, The Letterbombs did It's Raining on Prom Night, Fred Mert did Grease Lightning, and Lulu did To Sir with Love. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight is New Job Party Part 1. Next week is Part 2, and that will be a show to remember. And our live guests are from the Peekaboo Review, Scott Johnson and Diva DeVille. The other two had to leave to go to the Fluid Show, and Blanket Man is still running amok with the camera and pouring drinks and stuff like that. So, interesting point you made earlier. We talked about consensual sex between fully grown people, like human to human or alone masturbating, but we didn't cover something that is a part of your taste. So what was left out?
Well, I just got into witchcraft, and I have sex with demons, and you can't get pregnant, you can't get AIDS or any of that. I come like harder than I've ever come before. It's the best, like.
Okay, so a demon really makes you come.
Yeah, a demon, a ghost, whatever.
Okay, can you get one on the show?
Probably. I have like 50 of them in my house right now. Like. All
right, they have a standing invitation to The Reverend is In, and I want to see this happen.
You probably will.
I speak for Miss DeVille. Actually, she noticed here on your pledge earlier that it didn't mention sex with demons and ghosts, and that's actually her contention. It should be inserted into the pledge.
A complete oversight on my part. I rush. Try it? Okay.
Yeah, you have to. It's like, yeah. You will never come, and like it takes like hours, but it's the best. You can't stop. Like.
Okay, are you going to sing for us?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see, what we'll do is we'll find the CD that has your background music. Which track number? 12. Let's see. We're looking for track 12. We're going to have another song by Diva DeVille. And she's going to sing live. And what is this called?
The Shit Song.
Oh, great. Very, very eyebrow. Okay. So before we finish the show and lose the AN listeners, let us have... Yeah, she's hot. That's Dante from Philadelphia Independent Media. Okay. Yeah, it's been a steady parade coming in here in utter fascination. Okay. let's turn, get this on. All right. Oh, you two are connecting well. All right. Dante, sorry she didn't come here earlier. Okay. You missed the spanking last week of Holy Bloody Mary, and you would have gone crazy. God. She was in Victoria's and black fishnets, and you would have loved her. Okay, let's play Diva DeVille's track. You tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, take this big phallic cruise missile thing.
Whoop, that's me. Let go.
Or as we call it, the green rod of joy.
This song is entitled Shit, the most powerful word in the English language. There's shit-faced, shit out of luck, shit for brains. Get your shit together. Find a place for your shit. Shit or get off the shittin' pot. Smoke shit, buy shit, sell shit, lose shit, forget shit. O-N-D shit and die. Shit'll go blind, have a shit fit. Let's just shit our lives away on this shit. Ha ha, I know my shit. You know shit from Shinola. Just shitting ya. There's lucky shit, dumb shit, crazy shit, sweet shit, bullshit, horse shit, and chicken shit. Give a shit, serve shit on a shingle. Ah, this is deep, deep shit. Happier than a pig in shit. Colder than shit. Hotter than shit. Just plain, plain shitty. Some music sounds like shit. Things look like shit. I feel like shit. Too much shit. Not enough shit. Right shit. Wrong shit. Weird, weird shit. And mountains of shit. Up shit's creek without a shitting paddle. You don't need this shit. You don't need any shit at all. Everything you touch turns to shit. Ha ha, just shitting you again. Swim in a lake of shit. Come out smelling like a rose. Yeah, this is funny shit. Having a shitting good time. Now that I taught you, now that I learned you, now that you know the shit, there ain't shit, shit, shit else to learn. So let's hear it, let's hear it, say it loud and clear for me. Shit, 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 shit. Shit, shit, shit. Shit. Shit, shit, shit. Well, this was some interesting shit. I think it's about time we stop this shit. I'm Diva DeVille, and have a shit good night.
Diva DeVille, the shit song. First time anywhere on radio broadcasting, and you heard it on this show. And that's right. Yeah, it's for what is that? That fucking royalty tax they want to impose on independent broadcasters that will kill us. Oh yeah, and the fines for the bad words. And you sang it for an Italian family. We gotta talk. Anyway, you have a standing invitation to return to The Reverend Is In, and we need a role player to act like Ann Coulter or Dr. Lara or some other, like, idiot asswipe who... They're kind of like Rush Limbaugh, except they're women. And, like, they're far right, and they're Christian supremacists, and they're sex negatives, and they're all kinds of crazy stuff. But then it turns out that you're really a scandalous moral crusader after all. So anyway, hopefully when you're feeling better, you will come back and, and that, and your demon that makes you come 50 times, and he or she is always welcome here.
I think it can be whatever you want.
It's the best.
I want her to have a penis one day. She has a penis. You know?
Well, I guess with a demon, there's a little more flexibility, and not to mention the gravity thing.
Mm-hmm. It's just out of this world.
All right, you're going to get Diva DeVille on the show again in the future, and I can't wait. All right, a few quick plugs. Oh, man, I don't even feel like plugging. However, you really want to see TooStupidToBePresident.com and LandoverBaptist.org and FTAA information on the protests in Miami at FTAAIMC.org and a million articles at truthout.org, because I don't feel like talking about the president's brother scandal, or Medicare, I'll cover that next week, and all this other stuff they're fucking with. A correction from Holy Bloody Mary's plug site from last week, it's catloversagainstthebomb.org for sacred sex toys like the Jesus jackhammer dildo and the baby Jesus butt plug. Go to Divine Interventions, divine-interventions.com. Dr. Susan Block's show, video and audio streaming on the net, drsusanblock.com. And the Reverend show is at Shows Past, Reverend Bookburn Live on her show, November 2002. Upcoming live guests are the Porn Clown Posse. And next week is New Job Party Part 2, and that'll be a show to remember. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quails, and Dan Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org, and at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition. You could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And we'll do the credits, play another song, and say goodbye to our guests. The Reverend thanks the following for either information, assistance, or just plain inspiration. For tonight's show, Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Everlasting Godstopper, Justin, Brooke, Melissa and Jamie, Ed Gold, Lady Pixan, Scott, siblings and party guests, not you and other Scott, Goddess Helen of Troy, Bob Marley Clone, Anne Marie, Blanket Man, the photographer, and political activist with a secret perverted side that we bring out of him on Sunday nights, Cassie the Cat, and all who saved her, including Madam X, Mistress V, Plantard and the UK bookburners, the Amsterdam European, Australian and Brazilian and Canadian bookburners, the Coffee Goddesses, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Lisa Bouchel, Laura Shea Band, Dark Lady and her new honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video, Paul Kresner, Pro-Choice Lig, all clinic defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Pie Man, Full Circle Records, and Blackwood, New Jersey, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. Jim Nexus from Radio Volta, the two Washington stations that air the show, Dallas Blanchard, and from the heart, most of all, to Scott Johnston, Diva DeVille, and the cast of Peekaboo Review for making this a show I will never forget, and two rolls of film I'll never part with, thanks to Blanket Man who shot those pictures. So, thank you for coming, unless that's presumptuous.
Not yet, but when I get home, you coming with me?
Yes.
I'll introduce you to my demons.
All right. Can I watch, and can they be photographed? Or can I watch? I don't care about the pictures. Can I watch?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm coming with you. We're coming together. We are so in sync. And will you come back on this show?
Hell yeah. I love this. I can say what I want and not get in trouble.
You can do anything you want. You can bring your strap-on cruise missile or your vibrating crucifix.
Definitely will. Has anybody made a rosary beads or anal beads yet?
Rosary beads are anal beads. Ask any altar boy.
I might be trying that tonight. It's so sacrilegious as a turn on. I'm really horny.
Well, that works. Well, you're horny. You want anal rosary beads, and I'm clergy, so this is a good combination.
Let's go. Horny.
All right, we're going to play a song and get out of here because this is just killing me. First, we're going to play a song by Mary Hopkin. This is a suggestion by Lord Jesus. To the people you are leaving behind, you book burners with new jobs or promotions, this is called Goodbye. Go. That was Goodbye by Mary Hopkin, and we are saying goodbye in a few minutes to the AN listeners. I don't even know if we're going to play more songs or not. What the hell is that? Oh, that's your record. Okay. No, it's not. Okay. Scott Johnston and Diva DeVille are here from the Peekaboo Review, and your next show is December 6th?
Yeah, December 6th. What's the address of the Five Spot? You tell them.
It's Five Bank
Street. It's Five Spot at
5 Bank Street, 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended. 215-LP4-0070.
Yeah, it's not a big place.
You'll miss Envy, and you'll hit the Five Spot. No, Five Spot's been there forever. It's Bank Street. Bank Street between 2nd and 3rd on Market Street, between Chestnut and Market. And 2nd and 3rd, in the very middle. If you can't find it, then we don't want you there. I mean, if anyone can't find that friggin' club, don't come.
It looks like an alley. It looks like you're going the wrong way, but it's right off of... It's between Market and Chestnut, and between 2nd and 3rd, at the Five Spot, December 6th. The Peekaboo Review with the great, incredible Diva DeVille. Do you like having clergy people, like, kneeling in worship, like, right next to you?
I don't know.
All right, she is too. She has been partying so much.
Yes. All right.
sickness and partying, and still you came on the show. It sang twice. The Reverend thanks you most seriously. What is this, the message? Ignore it. Okay, and you will be back, say, in a month?
Oh, not sooner.
Sooner. How about the conversion show? So then we'll be talking about the weak-minded and the people who bottom out or just start sinking, find themselves in a really time period, and then somebody comes along and says, let me tell you how to think and what to believe and what to convert you to, and let me tell you what to do and how to live, which is possibly familiar to you, considering what both of our families are like. And then people convert. And some of them convert into the total nutcases, like the ones outside abortion clinics or join the Taliban or whatever.
They're the true nutcases. They call us nuts, but they don't think for themselves. They just, like, read a book and they're idiots. That's all I gotta say.
Well, we agree there. And so on the conversion show, we can also make it fun because every show not only has a little bit of clinical value and wicked humor, but also has some unexpected, like guest demons, guests who are too intoxicated to get out of her chair, and things like that. And it's just that little something extra special besides the tunes. Oh, yeah, the Reverend thanks the demon of, and knock on the door. All right. If a demon is in here, that will be too funny. It's Saya from Global Exposure Show and from the Reggae and Caribbean Music Show that's on Radio Volta before the show. And Adder of the Chaos and the Party Goods. Hello. He came for his glasses. We thought you were a demon because I'm a demon. I want you to meet the independent media's demon. Look, this big man with dreadlocks. He looks like a boss I once had. Okay. A boss, not a bus. You don't look like a bus. No, and you're not that big. No, he's a butt. I had a boss once who looked like him.
It's definitely the pot.
Oh, are you saying I drank too much?
Yeah.
He's saying it. Oh. It's just because I'm kneeling next to Diva DeVille and posing for pictures with her and being her submissive slave. And, yeah, the others are at Fluid. You can catch their show. No, she has a date with a demon coming up.
Actually, I have a lot of them at home right now. I forgot the power of the pentagram on the floor. I didn't do it, so I got like 50 of them right now waiting to have sex with me.
Get another camera. Where? Don't just stand there. Yeah, or at least...
This is the Atheist Radio Network.